Pacifier. So I was looking at his ass. Hold on, let me see if I can. That's probably gonna fuck the camera up. Look at my baby. Yeah. Hold on.
What is that? A pacifier? Oh, that's that's the baby cam.
Yeah, you know, this is how much I care.
It's the Android interface for me. Anyway, go back to business.
Oh yeah, of course, nigga. This is just the fun part about the pod. Fuck. There he is.
For who? There you go. Go get him.
About time, I think it's about time. Back then, waiting to bye-bye. Now I've finished for my time. I think about us.
What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. It's been a while since I've done a pod like this before. But nah, I mean, for real, it's been a while since I've heard from you guys.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not mad at that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not mad at that one.
Yo, y'all hear my brother over? Yo, my brother's here. It's been ages since I've seen the niggas. Shout out to you.
I'm not a crib. I don't know why I put the C up.
I mean, hey, look, man, C could be anything. It could be for your name. You know, you threw the crib thing in there. I mean, you gonna call the Hoovers and all them fig niggas and all them niggas.
All the Jason Crip niggas.
Yeah, shout out to them niggas for making a nasty ass fruit hard. Like,
you talking about figs? I ain't gonna hold you. Lately, I've been eating a lot of figs. You know, we in Greece right now. I ain't gonna hold you. These Grecian figs is different.
Oh yeah, I mean, I bet they do hit different where they're native.
No, they don't. They are complete ass.
I mean, I don't like figs. Fig Newtons can't get me anywhere. That's one of my favorite Louis C.K. jokes.
Which one?
It's not Fig
Newtons. That was Dane Cook.
Fig Newtons. No. No, I think that's another one he stole. I don't know.
You've definitely made this joke in a podcast before, and I don't think this is what you think it is.
Either way. But, ladies and gentlemen, my brother's here. Say what up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been a while. I'm not going to make the same joke, but, you know, it's been a while.
I mean, the thing is, it has been a hot motherfucking minute. It's like, dude, the last time I streamed or anything like that, I think it was like May. Mm-hmm. I think it was May. Mm-hmm. Definitely Mayish. It was after you left. And I was like, I'm going to do, you guys remember when I was like, yeah, it's going to be streams. I'm going to do streams and solo podcasts.
We knew that would happen. Everybody knew that wasn't happening.
I had to at least, you know, make good on some of my shit. I was like, yeah, there's a stream. I'm going to at least give you guys that, and then kind of walked away. Because let me tell you something. I was actually quite pleasantly surprised at how awesome parenthood has been, but also how draining that shit is. I was like, yeah, no, all that shit about streaming and stuff like that, you know, this baby don't fucking care at all.
Ain't no time for streams when we got a child.
He's like, no, man, I shit myself. What you gonna do about that? It's out me. It's out my body. So now it's your problem. So, like, you know, handle it. He's a genius. Right. I mean,
I
know he's the sweetest motherfucker alive. I can't wait for you to meet
him. I've seen the pictures. You got him looking mad light skinned.
He is light skinned. I can't help him. A little creamy baby. Shout out to my little cream.
Don't do that.
My little chicken nugget.
I hate parents.
I know, right? It's so great, nigga. I can't help. I gush about that, nigga. But we're working on what the fuck nicknames to give him, because, you know, in a black household, nicknames everything, right? You know,
he don't need one.
It's gonna happen, like, right? You know, he just had a cousin. You know, shout out R3, and now he's N3. So I'm like, well, hold on, is it R3 or L3? Because that's kind of cool, because it's like the controller, right? Like,
that is kind of hard.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's kind of dope. It's them, they're like within months of each other. I can kind of let that stick. I kind of like it. But at the same time, we've been calling the young nigga Trey. And I'm like, because he's the third. So it's either really going to be like, because the half of the family don't like Trey because there's too many Treys. They're like, we got this Trey, we got Trey, we got little Trey.
And y'all spell it like his name is Trey instead of like Tris.
Yeah,
so it's just
originally the thought process was like TRE, you know,
that's Trey.
But nah. The thing is that, you know, family members just picked that shit up and started spelling it TREY. So
yeah, I mean, that's how you gotta put your, I don't know. I don't know shit about being a parent. I will admit that the energy coming from you is totally different with the baby.
Oh yeah, nah, it's
nah, you're just not loud because it's like you're trying not to wake a child.
Yeah, now literally, there's a baby sleeping. I was like, "This is sleep pod." Like,
is he sleep behind you right now?
Nah. This is the playtime bassinet. This is work bassinet. You know, this is daddy. Okay, daddy's at work.
That's where he clock in.
Nah, he do that would be insane if he was sleep behind me. Like, do y'all
clock? I didn't say clock out, nigga. I said clock in.
Exactly.
But when you wake up, it's like, all right, I'm about to start some hell.
Daddy seemed like he really want to get that work done. I'm going to chuck my passy across the room. That sounds like a good idea.
Passy is crazy. I never caught you. I never pegged you as a passy, nigga. God damn.
Man, we tried.
I just thought you'd be cooler as a parent. I thought you'd be a cooler nigga, but you're not.
Nah, man, I'm a big ass. The name of the show is The Well-Spoken Token, man. I'm a cornball at heart. I've been a cornball. It's just kind of a thing where you've helped me curate an image of me kind of being cool, but I feel like my.
Nah, I don't think about that. I don't know about that
one. I don't know. I'll be like 4 years of podcasting, and it feel like people know that I'm a fucking dweeb. I just got up a part of it. But nah, being a dad has kind of made me way more silly. I'm already a goofball, but because I'm a goofball with my kid and he thinks I'm hilarious, he's a captive audience. He thinks I'm fucking funny. And so it just it's like, oh yeah, daddy's the coolest thing in the world. I will say this though, and I've been accused of this by multiple family members, not just moms. Like everybody says I'm a helicopter dad.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it is, but when he was little.
I'm working on helicopter material in my brain, but I ain't got nothing. Go ahead.
No, you're good. When he was little, I was looking at his little ass like, damn, nigga, you can't do shit by yourself. You need me the whole way.
Can't even hold his head up.
And you pissed off because you can't sleep, but you want to go to bed. I can see you want to go to bed. You just don't know your body. And so that ass is just little shit like that. But since he's been a baby, I've just been like, I'm a slightest cool. If I think it's a crime, I'm like, what's up, nigga? What's going on? Because deep in my brain, I'm like, I'm not going to have anybody say that he wasn't there. Meanwhile, villain's like, who the fuck would say that?
who's going to say that? Who's going to say that? Was that the allegations you trying to beat? You trying to beat the deputy dad allegations?
Absolutely. I don't know what it is.
Are you depriving him of anything by having this Dragon Ball poster in the background? What's going on?
Oh, no, man. That's a Christmas present, man. I was like, oh, this is hot, you know? So
yeah, it's kind of hard.
I'm also, you notice that there's those panels missing. I'm in the process of trying to reinvent this whole studio situation, you know, as
it's okay, man. You weren't living that type of lifestyle. You weren't living like a content creator. I get it.
Now, this whole situation right here, we're trying to get up out of here. We realized this isn't even the space for a child. We were like very excited just to have two bedrooms because we were like, oh, that's the lap of fucking parenthood. Two bedrooms. We have separate areas. I can work in here and shit, get it out the living room. Nah, I'm going to need to be downstairs. I'm going to need a yard. I'm going to need all that good shit. So we look at the house ownership and shit. Like, I was not even like
in that. You need to be worried about that right now, big dog.
I wasn't in that headspace. 3 years ago, I wasn't even talking about buying a fucking house. I was like, I'm a rent forever.
I'm still team don't buy houses, but I'm anti everything. So don't listen to me.
Buy a house right now? Nah, I'm gonna buy a mobile home, nigga. I've been looking
at these lines,
nigga. That shit's
speaking of mobile home, Ryan's a Toblerone. I got this big joint right here.
Is that a big one?
I want to bust it. Yeah, it's a big ass Toblerone. I'm debating if I want to bust it down here. I'm in a hotel, so. They're going to charge me $30 for this Toblerone.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a hotel staring at an unopened Toblerone going, do I have $30?
Do I have $30 to drive on this Toblerone? What's really taking me is it says 100 grams on it. I ain't never had 100 gram Toblerone before.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be straightforward. I've never held 100 grams.
You definitely held. Is this what 100 grams? This is what niggas are dying for? 100 grams? This don't feel like shit.
This is what niggas rap about.
100 grand. 100 grand Toblerone.
That's
niggas say shit.
100 of them. That's crazy.
My God.
Oh, shit, man. I missed this. I'm going to be meta as fuck for a second and just say, yeah, nigga. It's been great. It's been great.
I'm busting the Toblerone, dude.
He's doing it $30 down the drain, y'all.
Yo, the foil on this bitch, and I'm gonna let you cook. I'm gonna let you be your man. This foil is quality. I never had this before.
You see the way that shit glistening? see the way that shit moves?
I don't even want to open this.
I mean, nigga, yeah, you already done busted the package. That's $30.
I'm a nigga, so I'm just gonna bust the piece off.
No. In the ref, in your folded back up.
This high quality silver.
What's the Toblerone talk? No, go ahead, chew. I'm gonna let you chew. I'm gonna cook for you.
Toblerone, all right.
Well, you're right, my nigga. But being a dad, like during 2023, just like watching the scandals and bullshit that's kind of popped off, nigga. Are you aware of what happened with T.I. and his fucking son?
I am not aware of shit.
I was like, you been off.
I don't know what anything's going on. Somebody said the Lulu very recently, and I'm like, what in the fuck are you talking about? You don't know either.
Did you say the Lulu?
The Lulu. You don't be around black people.
Like delusional?
Yeah. It's short for delusional, but I'm like, damn.
It's been briefly passed upon me by TikTok. Like, yo, my fiance, she be on the TikTok hard. Yeah, I ain't married her yet. She's still fiance. But we working on it. We got a ring.
I get it. Don't rush stuff.
We coming up on it. But we over here. Like, a little nigga was like, nah, man, I'm going to hit
it. Put my ring on before I get in trouble.
Yeah, man. You can't be on camera without that ring, dog. Speaking of rings, man. You know, last time we did pot. We didn't pot. You a married nigga now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't announce that on the pod. We didn't even say that at all.
I didn't release it, but I mean, it's not a secret. I think niggas who care already know.
Obviously, it's all over the motherfucking me. It's all over the socials and stuff, but you never said it on the
socials. Day. Not mine. I just profile pictures of me getting married. One day them episodes might come out.
Maybe. But shout out to you for being now, 6 months married? 7 months married?
Seven.
Yeah. 7 months married. The ball
I've barely been able to do it. I bet they can hear me eating this bitch.
No, I can't hear you eating that nice $30 Toblerone.
Yeah, I hope it's really that $30.
I mean, shit, that nigga didn't look at the menu before he busted it down. That's because he got that. That's the main rule in motherfucking the military. Get married, man. Get married. Get that.
Nigga, I waited 11 years. You got me fucked up. I'm not one of you dummies.
Nah, nigga. But T.I. and his son, right? It fucked me up because I was like, damn, I thought everything I do for King Messiah Deja the money, I thought them niggas was going to be laced up forever. But apparently, you know, keep T.I. out here putting a nigga in a chokehold at the Eagles game and shit is fucking wild.
Well, what kind of chokehold? Like a fatherly chokehold?
You can't, like, literally, here's a quote. It's like, you can't do nothing with me, son. You can't do nothing with me. And he was acting an asshole at the game, right? And he was like, why would you let them play with me? You know I stand on business. And this is because... Stand on business was a huge wave. It's still kind of a bit of a wave. Everybody's like, what's that? Business? I'm standing on it. That thing over there, I've been... Oh, no. Nah, you see the footprints? That's business. I've been standing on it.
This is a picture of me standing on business.
On business. Yeah, see? You see how it's a wave? But deadass, he said that shit like eight times. He was on camera. He's got his angle. Everybody's got their angle. But yeah, T.I. put his little nigga in a headlock. He was quite upset. He was like, I can't believe you let me play with me. He's like almost so mad that he's like crying. You know that moment?
Putting me in a chokehold on TV is nuts because at that point, we really can't do nobody.
Until he was like directly in like T.I.'s space and shit like that. He was in his father's shit. Like, I understand that. Because I looked at my son and I was like, damn, nigga, if you ever really looked at me like that, I don't know if I put you in a chokehold in public, but
I don't think that your masculinity is fragile like that. Yeah. I think it's fragile, but I don't think it's fragile like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe to calm him down. Like, if he's really going, because that nigga was going in. Like, he's unhinging his jaw. Because, you know,
he's talking about your son. You talking about fucking
King. I'm talking about King.
You talking about your son. You talking about T.I.
Nah.
I ain't really seen the nigga up close before. So, let me find out he can unhinge his jaw.
Nah, that nigga just fucking.
Ah, damn. What the fuck is that? What's that? What anime? It's like fucking Evangelion shit. You got an Evangelion son?
just hold on, man. I'm gonna put the whole titty in my mouth.
Yeah, right. God, there's another one where they unhinged the jaw.
What the fuck? There's definitely plenty of.
There's one. There's like gluttony from fucking Full Metal.
Full Metal. But you know what's fucked up is the first thing I went to was Mulch Diggums and Artemis Fowl.
There you go. Yeah. Nigga, I read two Artemis Fowl books.
Mulch was the nigga that was
Mulch Diggums. Stupid ass old ass pimp name. Mulch Diggums.
You gonna make me wake my son up. You fucking up stuff. Hold on, let me fix this goddamn camera.
Big Mulch Diggums.
Mulch himself. Hey, did you hear what Diggums did to that bitch up the road?
Well, that's what Diggums do.
Diggums gotta do what a Diggums gotta
what
do.
What a Diggums gotta do. Oh,
shit. Nah, but Mulch Diggums, he's a fucking dwarf, I think. Dwarf? No, I think he was a dwarf. Either way, he had the ability to unhinge his jaw because you know them niggas eat dirt and then they cannonball the shit. Like, they cannonball.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about. They was digging. Yeah.
And he knocked out.
That's why they call him Mulch Diggums. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. What was the name of the butler, nigga? But either way, yeah.
Fuck if I remember. What a terrible world to live in.
Shit, ball. He got knocked out.
What a terrible world to live in. Sorry, I just realized there's a drawer here. All right, there's nothing in the drawer. There's no Bibles in Greasy hotels.
Is there a Quran or anything like that?
A Torah, maybe? I don't think they worship anything.
Is the Torah widely printed? Like, is this?
I'm sure it is. I think if you go to Egypt, doesn't if you go to Egypt and stay in a hotel there, there's no Bible, there's a Quran. So this is gonna sound fucked up, right? And this is just a little better, but you know, I've been out to sea. So the chaplain on my ship is, and I don't know if anybody's ever gonna hear this, but fuck it. The chaplain on my ship got fired. And I don't really know why. It's a woman. I started using the term DWW. Go ahead and take a guess what that means.
BWW?
No, DWW.
Oh, DWW. Oh, okay. Hold on. DWW. I'm going to think dyke with.
No. All right, cool. Yeah, I see what direction you're going. It's a dangerous white woman.
That is a whole subsection of women. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, dangerous white woman. You know, the type of white woman, and this is going to sound like the intro to that Rick Ross song. Power is the ability to impact phenomena, or whatever the fuck that nigga said. DWW is like white women who could change the whole trajectory of a day because she don't feel good. The chaplain just basically, she was a DWW, one of many. And what the fuck was the point? So she was like a Unitarian pastor, so she would just like have anybody get up there because every day you got to say a prayer after dinner. So somebody gets on the fucking intercom and says a prayer. But lately we've just been letting this nigga, since he's fired, the only nigga that's like consistent is the Muslim nigga on board.
So he just
like, and a lot of people. Yeah, no, you get it. Niggas gotta say, you don't say Muslim prayers. He thinks he's cooking.
My lady, do we lay him?
No, is that the funny about this?
Ashhadu Allah, Ashhadu Allah, Muhammad Allah, Surah Allah.
This is terrible.
Thank you, Gates.
Right, so you know you can't say, you don't say Muslim prayer if you're single. So he'll like sing the Quran passage and then he'll say it in like plain English immediately after. I'm like, so like, how do you know what beat to sing in?
Because I'm like, hold on, because you know, call and response to nigga churches, right? You know, it'd be like, all right, yeah, cool. Yeah, it was like, you know, motherfucking me. I can't even remember. Oh my God, I'm still fucking tripping out on fucking Kevin.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, all that other
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say no. God didn't hear that.
You around the Muslim niggas. He said, I am a God.
No,
you know me, God.
You know me hard.
You know me hot, God. But dead ass. Oh, imagine. I mean, I'm just thinking about that. I was like, praise God from whom all blessings flow, right? Because you sing it. But it's the reverse, right? What he's doing is literally the reverse, because, you know, typically the pastor will say, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," and then people will sing the song, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," right? But that nigga said, you say that nigga singing the surah first.
Yes. So it's just like, and sometimes I'm just like, because he's a cool dude. He's an electrician, so he be hooking me up. Baby's up.
No, it's the fucking cat.
Oh, there you go again. I forgot.
So he speaks the plain English immediately.
Yeah, man, niggas say, speak the plain English. Everybody saw you have to get up, man. We don't got to pretend like we got to get it back together. Nigga, we just pivot. I don't think that was going anywhere either.
Okay, cool. I was trying to figure it out. I was like, because that's just awkward to me. It seems strange. Also, shout out to you. Is that a vending machine vape?
Yeah, it's a vending machine vape. I'm only seeing colors a little bit.
It seemed like one of the ones that I was like, I was looking at the vending machine picture you sent me of that motherfucker. Y'all some nasty niggas in Greece. I thought it was just Japan that had the
weird. Greece is gross, bro. There's a cat getting in the thing. Anyway.
Yeah, it's okay. We put down, like, you know, covers and shit when he gets in there, and I put a little cover. Like, yeah, I clean it.
Don't get the disclaimer. Not for me. It's for anyway. No,
it's not for you. It's just for CPS.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Anyway, look at
that's the most terrifying thing. Fuck the alphabet people, but go ahead.
Oh, disgusting. Wow. You want them niggas, huh?
Oh, yeah, no, I never want them niggas.
You don't want to be one of them anti-child protective niggas.
Oh, no, I mean, I feel like they serve a purpose, but I also feel like they get weaponized. But we can talk about that at a later date. Like, I feel
niggas turn into parents in small towns. And they're like, goddamn CPS.
God. Get you weird ass cat. Like, cat got up. Like, are they coming?
No. What y'all talking about? You said I'm a controller. What movie is that? Where the rat is talking? Anyway,
fucking Ratatouille. Fucking
not that one. I think it's basically never. I'm not doing the rat movie.
Either way. But nah, that ass. So like, nah, of course.
Malibu's most wanted. The rat was talking.
Yeah, it was Snoop Dogg. Oh shit, my rat nuts. Because he got.
We're done. We got places to be. We got places to go. Anyway,
yeah, child sleeping. Like, yeah. Oh my god! Again, this is. But now, motherfucking me. What the fuck was I? The rat got me. I was like, what the fuck?
Don't matter. Fuck the rat.
Oh, CPS. Yeah, small towns and CPS. But, like, the weird thing about CPS and small towns, and I completely get what you mean, like, niggas in small towns, but, like, you know everybody, right? So, say you get in one of them dumbass East Texas feuds, some southern feuds that you get into.
Yeah, I get it. Something dumb.
Yeah, something stupid. Something fucking dumb as hell. And then the motherfuckers just decide, I'm going to call CPS and say, I saw their child in the road. I'm going to say, they got boogers in their nose and they're always in their diapers. Like, dead ass. They can show up at your house for the littlest shit.
The littlest shit, right. I get it. Totally understand. Little shit.
And then suddenly they look in your house and like, oh, it's dirty in the motherfucker here. Oh, no.
Yeah, I get it. No, nigga, I get it. I'm from there, nigga.
I know. But it's fucked up that weaponizing CPS be like, nah, man, them children are fucking fine. But them bitches gonna lie. People will lie and they just, hey, look, we just send a social worker. Niggas just show up as a child that's like, as a person that's literally seen the CPS worker pull up at the crib. I'm just like, never, ever. I totally get it.
Never, ever. We got a show to run.
But nah, I was just bringing up King and T.I. because this shit was pretty wild. And it, I mean, it's not like the shit like died off either. Like there were multiple like back and forth between these niggas online. And then all of a sudden the money, the other one, the older child, the one that makes all the J. Cole-ish music. He had that pretty good mixtape. Like the first one.
The nigga with the dreads.
Yeah, the one with the dreads. Not the one that plays
music like dreads.
Yeah, the one with the dreads, either way. But yeah, the money. Yeah. So he acted as an emissary. He was like in a emissary. Either way, intermediate. Motherfucker. He acted as an intermediary between the motherfuckers. I was like, well, shit, now I gotta have a sibling because if I get fucked up with this one now, shit, I gotta have a nigga that fucking gets it right between us or some shit like that. And I realized, I was like, I never really had a, like, oh, I'm beefing so hard with mom or dad that I need to
become. Yeah, it's just never been that. But we also not rich.
No, so, I guess that's a rich problem to be beefing with your fucking parents.
If you have the privilege of beefing with your parents, you're probably rich. That's not true.
There's
a lot of niggas out there beefing with their families.
I beefed with mom after I moved out, though. But that's the thing. I was like, you just don't have to be like that.
No, it's all good. Y'all healed. Y'all back.
Yeah, we great. Like, yo, she's a grandma now. She's loving that shit, making fun of me. I'm like, this is wild because, like, how you gonna make fun of me for trying to be a good father?
How dare you?
But yeah, she's literally like, the baby can be on the floor sometimes. The nigga can sleep by himself.
I mean, can the baby be on the floor sometimes?
Like, this nigga's over here. Stay asleep, young nigga. You're good. Yeah. Go back to bed. There it is. Okay, cool.
Child. Speaking of child.
Yeah, he spit out his pacifier. So, yeah, since you like passy and shit. Spit out his pacifier. So I was looking at his ass. Hold on, let me see if I can. That's probably going to fuck the camera up. Look at my baby. Yeah. Hold on.
What is that, a pacifier? Oh, that's the baby cam?
Yeah, you know, this is how much I care. I
mean, it's the Android interface for me.
It's the temperature. It's got temperature in there, bitch. It's got everything. I know.
Nigga knocked up. Stop. Put it back.
Yeah, you sleeped in the motherfucker. Oh, no. I fucked the camera. I fixed
it. It's fine. All right, back. We need to get all the something.
Either way, I couldn't have too much fun stuff to bullshit about. Come on now. Hold on. Fixing camera.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Did it fix itself? All right, cool.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, go back to business.
Oh, yeah, of course, nigga. This is just the fun part about the pod. Fuck. There he is.
For who? There you go. Go get him.
That literally never fucking happened. He knows.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna show out today.
Yeah, he's like, he literally knows it's a fucking no. He's 6 months of shit. Never while he's just sleeping. But either way, excuse me. But yeah, so besides that shit, also year of scandal shit, Jonathan Majors, we commented on it briefly, like in the past. Ass and shit like that. You know, the trial actually wrapped up. Did you hear anything about it?
I heard he got found guilty. I also saw the video of him running. So,
well, you know, you had the split verdict situation, right? That's what they ended up nailing his ass with, split verdict. So they piled on the charges, right? And they were like, all right, cool. We're going to charge that nigga with like aggravated assault. And we're also going to charge that nigga with assault, both in the third degree, which is the lowest degree possible. Both of me, the aggravated assault in the third degree would have been a misdemeanor. The assault in the third degree, a reckless assault in the third degree, would essentially be like a misdemeanor as well. And then the other one was harassment, right? Harassment in the third degree, or aggravated harassment in the third degree. They didn't find a nigga guilty on either aggravated charge, but they did find the nigga guilty of the reckless charges, essentially because he managed to fucking put his hand. When she snatched the phone away, the fucking scuffle is enough to prove that, like, hey, look, her injuries could have been, you know, a part of this. And the fact that there was video of the nigga, like, she was trying to get out of the fucking van and follow his ass, and he pushed her back into the van. That's where he fucked up. And I was like, ooh. I was rooting for the nigga, but, you know, you did.
I have no idea what the discourse about this whole shit has been. So, like, it's very...
I get it. Let me
find out this nigga did some shady shit. I don't want to be like, how stupid am I?
Well, I mean, like, you know, if you go by just what the fuck the court said, right? If no appeals or anything like that, just by what the court said, he recklessly injured her. Recklessly assaulted her because... Damn, that was a fast-ass car. But yeah, because when he tried to get his phone back, she was injured. And when he pushed her back in the car, she could have been injured there too, right? And then also because of the fact that, like, in the car, they had all this bullshit back and forth. And then, you know, they played all the recordings of him and the Coretta Scott shit. He said that she should be, like, Coretta Scott King and Michelle Obama. Like,
I get it. If you trying to son a white bitch.
He's like, I'm a great man.
That's a DWW for real.
You should be a great woman. And like Michelle Obama or Coretta Scott King, and niggas was just going all like left on that. I was like, Sure, he might have been trying to suck, but I mean, like,
no, but I get it though. If I could tell you, I don't know, I didn't hear it, but like, I'm just imagining a context in which I would be telling
people like powerful black women. Hold on, 1 second.
Yeah, I think you just switched. Did your headphones die?
Hold on, 1 second.